This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Some children who've returned to school are at risk of losing that option if COVID-19 rates don't go down in several counties. Adams 12 Superintendent Chris Godowski says students are doing their part and virus transmission in schools is very low. But he says health officials warn that people are not wearing masks in private settings and the virus is spreading.
It's essential that we all take this seriously, wear our masks in all the settings we're interacting with other people so that we can keep this option alive for our kids who want it very badly and are doing their part.
The Tri-County Health Department has warned that Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties are all at risk of moving to a more restrictive level. A self-described white supremacist plotted to bomb a synagogue in Pueblo last November. He pleaded guilty to a hate crime yesterday. The president of Temple Emmanuel Board of Directors, Mike Atlas Acuna, says justice has prevailed.
From bad things, good things happen. And the good thing is that once that happened, we started receiving donations from people in Pueblo, but also from people across the country.
Atlas Acuna says people also emotionally supported the Jewish community there by attending services, placing flowers, and singing outside the temple after the man was arrested.
It really just made the Jewish community feel, okay, yeah, this guy tries to do this, but the Pueblo community embraces us. And so we're very, very grateful for that.
The man could face at least 20 years in prison and $250,000 in restitution. Firefighters battling the largest wildfire in state history have been pulled out of several areas near Fort Collins. What they call extreme and quick-moving fire behavior has made it unsafe for crews to be there. High winds forced them to ground their aircraft this morning. The fire is not immediately threatening Fort Collins. And Colorado's drought keeps getting worse. For western Colorado, it's been the driest summer on record, and farmers and ranchers are struggling.
We haven't had rain. The wind has been terrible, so the grass, there's nothing, really. It's like straw.
Coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered, climate and environment reporter Michael Elizabeth Sackis talks with ranchers in Rout County about how they're dealing with the extreme conditions and with the Middle Fork Fire burning nearby. This is CPR News.